Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, Unchosen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. Simon, who he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him, and he healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. We read about Jesus choosing the apostles, and it often comes up in the liturgy, and it's always a big deal about the choosing of the apostles and naming them. But what about those disciples that were not chosen to be apostles? Do you think they were jealous or upset or walked away from Jesus? Or did they go on following Jesus and telling others about him? What if you were among the unchosen? How would you respond? There's really no one unchosen among the disciples. Even in the next paragraph, when Jesus goes down, it says a great crowd of his disciples. To believe in Jesus is to be chosen. As the Gospel of John recounts, Jesus saying, quote, "You have not chosen me. It is I who have chosen you." End of quote. As I mentioned before, in that next paragraph of the gospel, there's no mention of the apostles. It's just disciples and all these people who needed healing or maybe even just wanted to see Jesus. So they are not, the apostles aren't even involved in this next section where Jesus is healing people. Perhaps Jesus told them to go do something, like move their camp or go to another town. As I said, with Jesus, there's no question of chosen or unchosen. Anyone who comes to him and accepts his invitation to believe in him is chosen. He only needed 12 to be apostles to transform the old Israel into his church. And St. Paul tells us in his letters that everyone has a specific gift. Not everyone is an apostle, teacher, or healer. We're all members of the body of Christ. We all can't be the eye or the hand or the feet. Just so, everyone cannot be an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, administrator, show hospitality, helper, or prayer, healer, fundraiser. We all might do a little of these things, but they're not our primary ministry or apostolate. But we are all chosen as parts of the member of the body of Christ. To be chosen for one thing often involves being unchosen or not chosen for something else. When a person marries, they choose one person out of all the millions in the world. We may feel we don't have a special gift to build up the church, and most of us may not know what our gift is, our chosenness, our purpose for living, until we seek Jesus face to face. It's important to know how we are chosen because of the nihilistic environment of our culture today, where many, many, many people have no purpose, no meaning, no sense of being chosen. For example, I read an article this week about the growth of the church in Japan. And the Archbishop Kikuki of Tokyo said that the farmers in the area have difficulty finding Japanese wives. So they're ending up marrying Filipinos, Filipino women. And the Archbishop of Tokyo and the Cardinal in the Philippines are encouraging single women to migrate to Japan as missionaries without even thinking about it. Just by living their Catholic faith, they will be evangelizing their husbands, their friends, companions. They are the best people to convert others by their friendship and raising their children. So they're not given a big fancy ministry that they can point to, but their very presence and their strong Catholic faith is spreading the church, evangelizing. So to conclude, everyone is loved by God, and in that sense, everyone is chosen. But in a deeper, more intimate way, we're chosen through the opportunity that we have to be His child, to be God's disciple. And when Jesus asks us, all we have to do is to say and do and be yes, yes, amen.